This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Todd John Mays, Appellant, decided December 2nd, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri, Respondent, Number SD38352, Veen, filed December 2nd, 2024, Todd John Mays. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. Honorable David B. Mouton, Judge affirmed Todd. John Mays, appeals his jury trial convictions of murder in the second degree and armed criminal action. In one point relied on, he claims the trial court abused its discretion in permitting the police detective, who interviewed Mays in a recorded video, which was played to the jury, to subsequently testify and demonstrate to the jury how Mays held the murder weapon when he shot victim. Because Mays's point is not preserved, we may review for plain error only. We decline to review for plain error and affirm the trial court's judgment. Facts and procedural history. Mays shot and killed victim after she threw a bottle at him. He was charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. At jury trial, the sole issue was whether Mays was acting in self-defense. 2. During the state's case in chief, the state played the interrogation video of detective interviewing Mays, in which Mays was asked to demonstrate how he held the gun when he shot victim. Mays first demonstrated with both hands outstretched. Later in the video, he demonstrated how he held the gun using only his right hand. Thereafter, the state called detective to testify and adduce the following testimony. Prosecutor, at any point did Mays demonstrate to you how he was holding the gun? Detective, there's a couple of times during the interview where he shows me, he extends both hands, and then there's another time in the interview where he only extends one hand. Prosecutor, okay, could you just show the jury what he demonstrated to you how he held the gun? Defense counsel. Objection, Your Honor. I think the video speaks for itself on this. The court. I'll allow it. Objection overruled. Detective. When he mentioned pointing the gun, he put both hands up in this motion here, demonstrating. Later, he brings up, he points with just one, demonstrating. Emphasis added. Following the close of the evidence, the jury found Mays guilty of the lesser included offense of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. This appeal followed. Mays argues the trial court abused its discretion in permitting detective to answer the state's question about what was on the video, because detective's testimony was cumulative to the video, which was the best evidence, and the testimony unfairly bolstered the state's case. 3. Standard of review. To properly preserve a matter for appellate review, the objection at trial must be specific, and the point raised on appeal must be based on the same theory as that presented at trial. State v. Thomas, 590 SW3D 441-444, Moritz Appier SD 2019, quoting State v. Sykes, 480 SW3D 461-465, Moritz App SD 2016. May's current claims on appeal are different than the objection lodged below. May's objection at trial was that the interview speaks for itself, whereas May's current claims on appeal are that detective's testimony was cumulative, not the best evidence, and improper bolstering. As such, May's current argument is not preserved for appeal. 1. Generally, this court does not review unpreserved claims of error. State v. Chella, 32 SW3D 114, 117, Moe Bonk 2000. Rule 30.20 alters the general rule by giving appellate courts discretion to review plain errors affecting substantial rights when the court finds that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted therefrom. Rule 30.20 Missouri Court Rules, 2024. Plain error review is discretionary, and this court will not review a claim for plain error unless the claimed error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted. State v. Clay, 533, SW3D 710, 714, Moore Bank 2017. Quoting State v. Brown, 902 SW2D 278, 284, Moore Bank 1995. The plain language of Rule 30.20 demonstrates that not every allegation of plain error is entitled to review. State v. Nathan, 404 SW3D 253 269, Moen Bank, 2013. The plain error rule is to be used sparingly and may not be used to justify a review of every point that has not been otherwise preserved. F.